USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. targeting the Islamic State in Afghanistan, blowing up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation of Kabul's airport. President Biden had said Saturday another attack was highly likely after the U.S. carried out a drone strike elsewhere in the country on Saturday, killing two ISIS fighters.
They lost a planner and they lost a facilitator and they've got one wounded.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Two of these individuals are no longer walking on the face of the earth. That's a good thing. It's a good thing for the people of Afghanistan. It's a good thing for our troops and our forces at that airfield.
Our other top story, Hurricane Ida, now approaching Category 5 strength. Streets in parts of New Orleans have already started to flood, and parts of the Grand Isle appear to be completely inundated by storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.